Hello?
Hi, Donna. How are you? I'm calling from Penguin Book Writers. My name is Samantha Hayes.
Yes.
Hey there. How are you?
I'm fine.
Okay, Donna, I am calling you from the compliance team. I believe you had a few concerns, and I would like to address them and see whatever possible resolution that I can provide for you. First of all, Donna, did you provide us the manuscript and everything?
No.
Okay, all right. So go ahead.
No, there was no work done at all. I didn't. All I did was fill out the initial, you know, what
okay.
is the purpose.
Yeah, the brief form. Okay, that is perfectly fine. All right, so Donna, what is bothering you? Tell me.
What is what? Why am I not working with you?
Go ahead.
I was pressured initially, and I fell for it, of signing up with you prematurely before having an opportunity to really check out your company. And after checking it out very, very thoroughly, I found a lot of inconsistencies, and I just couldn't work with you without worrying constantly about one of those bad situations happening to me. And mm-hmm. I decided I would just publish it myself.
Okay.
I'm very sorry.
Donna, let me just ask you this. What are the inconsistencies that you're talking about?
Well, I've gone over them all with Frank.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to be very honest with you. To be very honest, if I am the customer and if somebody's painting a picture that is all sunshine and rainbows, I'm never going to sign up with them. Too good to be true. Perfect image? No. That cannot happen.
Right.
And you and I, we both know that existing in this world, it's not going to be a business is all sunshine and rainbows. They have no bad customers. They have no bad reviews. I'm going to be very skeptical signing up with them because right now, let me tell you the internal news. What people do is that they get paid reviews. They get paid
sure.
promotions. They hire PRs to actually handle this for them. I'm assuming that you are talking about a few negative reviews on the Trustpilot. Let me address that for you. Donna, to be very honest, if there are 500 customers that you're catering to, you have satisfied 490 customers, and then there are 10 customers that weren't satisfied. Maybe you guys did not agree on the method. Maybe the quality was not good. Let's just be frank, okay? Maybe it
no,
was
I,
something else.
I understand.
Mm-hmm.
I understand, and that wasn't that's not where I stopped my research.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, I researched blogs, and we're talking about, you know, what to look for if a company isn't true to what they say, and I looked up your books that you claim to have published, and either at Amazon, and either they weren't listed at Amazon, or they had a different publisher. And that was one thing. Having to pay up front before any work is done is also another clue.
Okay. Can I address these two concerns that you've just highlighted? If you allow
me
to? Okay. Number one, some of the covers that or the books that you've seen, they were just the editing jobs as well. That's the reason why you must have seen that in multiple publications. We do publish on behalf of the customer, but it's either going out as a different, it's either going out as self-published or it's going out under a different name. That's because we sign an NDA. Let me just go a bit back and explain that as well. See, once a customer signs up with us, what happens is that we sign an NDA. NDA with them, and they have two options for publication. Number one, is the traditional publication. You understand how that works. Number two is the self-publication, because I understand you want to self-publish, but self-publishing also has multiple criteria and requirements that needs to be followed according to Amazon and Barnes & Noble. So it's not that easy to simply go online and publish something. There are certain parameters that you need to fulfill. So we do both for our customers. If the customer does not want us to put our name out there with the book and launch it, unlike traditional publication, we do not do that. So we actually abide by the contract and the clause that are in the contract and according to the requirement or the desire of the customer. So that explains why a lot of the publications were not under our name, because we sign a non-disclosure agreement with our customers. You there?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, so that's one of the things. Second thing, I'm so sorry, it just slipped out of my mind. What did you say the second concern was? Paying up front. Okay. Yes. See, now there are two plans that you can move forward with. In terms of the payment, it completely depends on the flexibility of the customer and what they are comfortable with, okay? Now, I'm not sure what the situation was when you signed up with us, but it could have gone either way. I mean, if you would have told them that I would like to see a draft first and then maybe pay one installment and pay the rest later, they would have facilitated you on that as well. Now, again, as I said, Donna, I wasn't on the first call with you, but I do understand that you're skeptical, and this is a fair question. So I just wanted to address that as well. Donna, I know that you're skeptical, but at least now that you've made the payment, at least give us a chance to provide you something. If it doesn't work, you always have the option for a refund available, right? You can come over the phone. You can let me know that you need a refund. I'm going to go ahead and do that. The only reason why I don't want to let you go at this point of time is because you've just signed up, and we want to retain you as a customer, not just for this book, but on a longer run. Trust me, I have customers working with me for 5 years, 8 years, and they are the ones
some of the comments, negative comments, had to do with that you don't actually publish in the house. You send it out for printing, and the printing didn't turn out well, and it took much longer than you promised.
And the customer got 100% refund. Did that customer
I understand that. I don't want to go through that. I'm sorry.
No, you're not going to go through that. Why are you assuming the worst? Why are you assuming that you're going to go through that?
And the other thing is that everything I wanted, the lady said, oh, we can do that. We can do that and that. We can do spiral. We can do color with, and it won't really cost you more, and all kinds of things that didn't sound true. I said,
okay.
It's too good. You're offering the moon to get my money is what it felt like. And I realized, that how can they do that? Do a big book, hardback, in color, for this practically the same price. She said it's $4.
It was covered in the cost. That's the reason why she told you that. There are a lot of orders that we dropped just because the cost was not covered. There's no rocket science behind that.
And also, then I said, well, what about tax? How much do you charge for tax and shipping? She said, oh, that's all included too, which it just didn't sound real.
Donna, let me tell you something. I don't know what you're going to say on an order that was equivalent half of your package, and the guy paid $200 only. You know why we took that order? For a longer relationship. People get up to 50 to 70% discounts on the initial orders simply because, I'm going to give you a logical reason for it, so that it doesn't sound shady to you. Simply because we want customers to be on a longer run with us. We're looking at the bigger mm-hmm. picture. We're not looking to earn all the profits from your first book. We're not looking to mm-hmm. earn thousands of dollars from you and just take all that from your first book, because on a longer run, if you look at it, for example, if I charge you $1,000, $2,000 for one book, if I satisfy you, you're going to give me more books. So four books would be $6,000, $8,000. That is business. And we need to exist in this line of work. So we're not going to go ahead and take everything upfront from the customer and, you know, charge them 100%. It's always the policy with any other company as well in this line of work, okay? What they do is that they provide maximum discount. They provide every kind of facilitation because they want the client on board. And these are authors we are talking about, right? You're not going to just write one book and call it quits. Right? It doesn't make any sense. If you're writing one book, of course you are launching yourself, your first book. If you're launching yourself as an author, not to quit, of course you're going to be writing another book and another one, maybe not immediately, but later down the line. And that's how we sustain our business. It's completely different. It's based on a different module. And that's the reason why maybe it sounded like that to you. I'm not going to beat around the bush, Donna. I understand you're skeptical. All I'm trying to do is make this comfortable for you. Give me a few days, probably till next week. Let me share a draft with you. If it doesn't make sense, I'm going to come over the phone. You tell me that, Samantha, I do not like the draft. I want my money back. I'm going to go ahead and process it, no questions asked. You seem like a very sweet person, Donna, and I really would like to provide you something so I don't have any regrets later on that I didn't give it my best shot. Call it whatever you want to call it, but I'm the kind of a person, I don't give up easily, at least until I've given my best. That might be a negative thing. That might just turn out to be a positive thing. Whatever it is, allow me to do this for you. And by the way, Donna, I'm going to personally foresee your project from start to finish. That way, there are no concerns. If there are any hassle, or if you feel a slightest bit going off track, you let me know, and I'm going to go ahead and refund the amount. How does that sound?
So you won't refund me at this point?
I'm saying, give me till the first draft. Let me submit something to you. Send in the manuscript, and then we discuss, and then you decide on the quality of work that is provided. If it doesn't make sense to you, we'll initiate the refund. But at least let me try this, right?
Yeah, because one of the warnings that I got on the web from a blog, you know, is that you shouldn't send under this circumstance where you've paid in advance, send your manuscript in before you have it copyrighted, because you can turn around and sell it, you know, legally. I didn't know that, but that's what I read. It may not be true, but it makes me nervous because it's 20 years worth of work and art and so on. I'm a little protective, not knowing you and not having talked with anybody who has worked with you. And I understand. And I was not offered, you know, pay part. It was like all or nothing, and you can only get this price if you do it immediately by the end of the day. You know, I felt really pressured, and that's a concern.
I'm so sorry about that. There must be a discount going on, and that's the reason why she told you that pay towards the end of the day. Anyhow,
yes.
I can make this better, Donna. I can definitely make this better and change your perception. Only if you give me one chance. That's all I'm asking for. Nothing more, nothing less.
Yeah. Well, I'm changing the font over. I've done except for page numbers, which I haven't figured out quite how to make it work right. There's two or three things that I in formatting that mm-hmm. I need to figure out, but it's ready to go. You know, mm-hmm. I've gone over it. I used Grammarly and corrected mistakes.
Grammarly
over and over
is not 100%
like
reliable, by the way. But, yeah, I'm sure you did your best. So, Donna, in other words, you're not looking for any developmental editing. You just want the manuscript to be proofread for things like punctuation, grammatical errors, spelling errors, typos, and formatting, of course, correct?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's pretty ready to go, but, you know, it always is helpful to have one more person look at it, of course.
Mm-hmm. Okay. By the way, would you like an evaluation? I'm sorry, I'm overlapping. I just wanted to know that would you like a detailed evaluation from the team about the book? That would help, too.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts?
I know you're working really hard to keep the business, whether you give me my money back or not. I realize that I've lost the money.
That's how I feel. It's not about your money. It's not about the money at all. If you want, if that makes you comfortable, let me refund you immediately and then give me a chance. Let me still provide you a draft if that makes you comfortable. See, Donna, again, it's not about the money.
Okay.
It's not what I'm after. I'm not trying to brag or make you feel otherwise, but I have customers who have paid more than $50,000. So if I need money, I'm seriously going to go to them and ask them for money, right? I'm not going to run after the amount that you've provided, because if it's money-oriented,
right,
you maximize it, right? How does it matter,
right,
if it's a small client, or if somebody paid a substantial amount, not a higher cost? So if I'm money-focused, money-oriented, I wouldn't be talking to you and, you know, doing all this. It's not about that. I value you as a customer. And to be very honest, Donna, from the beginning of this call, I feel a connection. I can relate with you. And I understand why this is making you anxious and skeptic. That's all I'm trying to improve. That's it. Nothing else.
Okay.
Okay, how about this?
Yeah.
How about this, Donna? Give me till Monday. I'm not even going to take a lot of time. I'm going to make my team sit over the weekend, although they're off, but I'm going to ask them to work overtime, provide you something by Monday if you send in the manuscript today, and then we can have a chat over the phone and then decide what you want to do. If you still want a refund, we'll go for a refund. How about that?
Yeah, right. You'll have my manuscript. That's what I'm nervous about releasing.
Did you sign the NDA?
My manuscript.
Did you sign the non-disclosure agreement with Haley?
No. No.
You didn't sign that.
She sent me a form. No.
Okay, but
no,
Frank sent you a non-disclosure. Did you sign that?
I haven't signed anything.
Okay.
And she didn't even ask for anything back.
Okay, Frank did.
It had a stamp. Yeah.
Frank did. Frank sent
you. I haven't even
you...
looked at it.
Okay. That's
yeah,
a different thing. Well, Frank sent it to you, and that non-disclosure agreement is a legally binding contract. We have a legal team. If we decide to break that contract, you can hold us legally responsible. You can sue us. You can sue us for thousands of dollars. Imagine, this is like, this is our business.
I don't want to get into it.
This is our business, Donna.
Yeah, I know.
If we steal customers' manuscripts, I don't know what kind of business we are going to be, to be very honest. And
right.
I don't think that a legal contract, apart from a legal contract, what do you need from me? I mean, that is something very solid that we can provide to our customers, something legit, something solid, something official. And I don't think there is any ifs or buts after the contract. So if you can sign the NDA that Frank has sent you, you are all protected. You're all protected.
Well, I need to talk to my husband about this. Yeah, and get back to you. Tell me your name again.
Samantha. So how about this? You talk to your husband over the weekend. Meanwhile, I'll work with the team to provide you something, but you will have to send in your manuscript today for us to work on it, all right? And then I'll provide you something on Monday. We'll talk about it. And just in case, if it's a no, you let me know, and we'll close it off. Simple. We're not going to complicate things. Okay?
Right. Yeah, well... You don't have to rush, you know, to do something by Monday. I have no deadline. I have no deadline. Something has to be.
But you're skeptical. I'm scared. And that's the reason why I want to provide you something as soon as possible. Because as soon as I provide that to you, you're going to feel more comfortable. And that is all that matters. I know that you don't know me. We're talking for the first time. It's awkward for you. You're skeptical. Most probably you've been scammed before by one of these companies, shady companies existing in a third world country, right? So all I'm trying to do is establish trust. That's all. So allow me to take this chance.
What's your address where you're located?
Well, I am in California. We have different branches in different cities, and our headquarters is in New York.
In New York?
Yes.
What's your legal address for your company that exists?
Well, that is 315.
I know you used...
I'm sorry, go ahead. You were saying something?
Right, because I've had trouble finding you, and I know you've taken another company's name that you supposedly broke off from.
Company's name?
Penguin. Penguin printers or publishers.
Penguin Branding House you're talking about. Yes, yes. Let me give you the backstory about that, too. If you want me to share the legal documentation for it, that doesn't happen often, but I can go ahead and make an exception and do that for you as well. Now, what happened is that Penguin Random House and Penguin Book Writers, we started off together. And at a certain point, about 5 years ago, you can say 4 or 5 years ago, we decided to go our separate way. And that is when we took the rights from them in order to use the name and the logo. Otherwise, we wouldn't be existing in the business. Are you seriously thinking that we are using a huge name like Penguin and coexisting in the market to scam people? Are you literally thinking like that, that we would be a big shot using such a huge name and their logo without any permission from them, and we will be able to exist? Is that something that's going on in your mind?
Well, it's something initially after I realized that I was looking up the wrong company.
There is no possible way. To be very honest with you, you can try it on your own. Go ahead. Get a domain, and get a domain that is or a name that is similar or same as any existing company. You will not be allowed for it. They will deny any access, mm-hmm. rights, or permission to use that name or logo. Anything, despite the denial, anything that you upload on the internet that resembles or is copied from their brand, it's going to be taken down. It won't be permitted to go live for the customers. It's not possible. It's not possible. Mm-hmm. Technically, it's not possible. So if we were to impersonate something or take somebody else, steal somebody's brand name or anything like that, we cannot have all these websites running. We cannot have this logo on any official documentation. It's not possible. This is something that's not mm-hmm. possible. I understand you got this question, and I'm so glad you brought it up because This had to be cleared out. So trust me, that is not humanly possible. If you want a lawyer in between, we can do that too. I have a legal team. My lawyers can talk to your attorney and make sure that all the paperwork is upright. By the way, the first thing that you need to do before providing us the manuscript is sign the non-disclosure agreement. That way you can hold us accountable if anything goes south. So, and by the way, we do not take manuscripts randomly until and unless the customer has signed the non-disclosure agreement. So we are so careful with this kind of work because we understand things like that go wrong all the time. But trust me, no company that wants to exist in this line of work, in this market, is going to steal the customer's manuscript and publish it if they really want to run their business. So... yeah, that's not happening. Donna, nobody's going to take your word. Okay. I'll make sure of that, okay? Nobody's going to steal it.
You were starting to tell me your address. It's 315?
350 West 42nd Street, New York, 10036. That's where the headquarters are. And then we have different locations. One is in California. The other one is in Texas. The other one is in San Francisco. So there are multiple locations where we coexist.
Okay.
Branches, you can say.
Oh, okay.
Because sometimes, customers, there are very exceptional cases where customers actually like to meet with their editor. So we actually provide that kind of service too.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, so Donna, okay, I'm not going to take a lot of your time. Bottom line, you don't need to stress out. I hope I answered some of your concerns and cleared things out. If not 100%, I hope that I was able to clear out your mind for at least 40-50%. The rest of it, I'm going to do that by showing you our work. Once you see that, I'm hoping and actually anticipating that it's going to change your perception towards us. I understand it's very difficult to actually, start trusting someone so randomly, but I'm talking to you as a human at this point of time over the phone. And I know you're skeptical. I'm not asking for a lot. I'm just asking for 2 or 3 days max, excluding the weekend. And then we can have a discussion and we can go about it. If you want, I can initiate the refund right now, but it's either way going to take 10 to 15 working days for the amount to be reflected back into your account because we'll be refunding you from a merchant to a bank account. So that's just like, it depends on your bank policies as well. So the reflection depends completely on the time frame and the policies that your bank has. It's going to take that much amount of time frame. Meanwhile, I can go ahead and provide your draft.
Okay. How do I get back to you? Do you have a phone number?
Yes. I will give you my personal cell number. And let me know once you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay, that's going to be 408.
It's 428?
No, 408.
Zero. Okay.
6899. By the way, that's a San Jose number, just in case if you start to get skeptical. I used to live in San Jose before. That's the reason why I have a number from there.
Okay, and now you're living, where are you living now, in California?
California, yes. Where are you?
Southern Cal. I'm in Eureka.
Eureka, okay. How is that place?
The North Coast.
North
it's great. Doesn't get too hot, doesn't get too cold. It's beautiful.
That's the ideal weather.
But,
Yeah, I understand. I always wanted to visit Eureka. Uh-huh. That is amazing.
So what town do you live in?
Well, do I need to give you my personal home address? Is that going to satisfy you?
No. I just wondered what city you're operating out of.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm more closer to the Bay Area.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, okay, so I will go ahead and ask Frank to send that email again to you if you haven't seen it yet with the non-disclosure agreement. All you got to do is sign the non-disclosure agreement. It's not binding you to anything. What the discussion that we had, we're going to stick to that, okay? You just sign the non-disclosure agreement to protect yourself in terms of the manuscript, okay? And then you send in the manuscript either by today or by tomorrow. Latest by tomorrow, because I will have to assign this task for the team, okay? And then maybe by Monday or Tuesday, I will call you, and then we'll have a final discussion. Sounds good?
Okay, I'll talk to my husband about all this.
Yeah.
I'm still working. I'm finishing up some stuff that Okay. Thank you for your call and clarification. It is helpful.
No problem at all, Donna. You're a very nice person, and to be very honest with you, we're not sitting here to scam people, Donna. We're sitting here to make people's dreams come true. And you have no idea what kind of feeling that is. So that's all I can say. And, of course, as a human being, it's difficult for you to trust, but all I can do at this point of time is show you my true intentions, what I feel, and that is all that I have for now. But eventually, Donna,
okay.
I'm sure and I'm confident that it's going to work, all right? I'll make sure that we do not give you any reason to back off. But just in case, if you still don't feel comfortable, then we'll call it a day, okay? We'll give you your money back and
all right.
And we'll just call it quits. It's not a big deal, okay?
Oh. Okay. Okay,
all
thank
right.
you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for your time.
Mm-hmm.
Have a nice day. Bye-bye.
Bye.